Chief Administrator of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, locally Amea, says the attackers crossed from Ethiopia's Gambela region late Friday and set the entire village of Nyalongora on fire.
This group came, belonged to Ethiopia. That's what we call regional of people of Gambela, police, UN, whatever, all of them are organized forces. And they came to Pachala. And from Pachala, and then they went to site of Rat, and then the place they crossed the river to our side of South Sudan. And we were there that there is a place we call Khartoum, Chumi. That's what we was, their headquarters. And finally, some of them, they come to Nyalongoro. Nyalongoro is between Rat and Churi. And there they come to that area, what we call Nyalongoro. If you cross Nyalongoro, you proceed to Nyak, where is the wildlife. They come there, they find some civilians, and then they shoot some civilians, and they burn the houses, and they kill two people.
Chief Administrator Amea condemned the attack on South Sudanese civilians, calling it a violation of South Sudan's territorial integrity.
Because right now we attack a civilian, they would have fear. These civilians, sometimes they put the law in their hand. So later on, if they're going to go revenge, who are you going to be responsible? Responsible for greater or government of South Sudan? He was supposed to report to the government, like that time they sent delegate to the Juba. And the people, he was tell them that they will inform committee and we will meet so we can talk and arrange this. Now they decide by their own way and train, send their government to do this, to go to attack the civilians.
Alisama Daniel is Executive Director of ACROSS, an international Christian organization based in South Sudan. Daniel confirms there was an attack in Jebel Boma.
Yes, I know there was an issue in Boma, but I don't have the latest news. I was just checking emails and I do not have what is happening now and what's the latest on the situation there. I cannot confirm exactly what is happening now. So I don't have an up-to-date news on who exactly is attacking.
Temesgen Tahale, the head of public diplomacy and economic affairs at the Ethiopian Embassy in South Sudan, says he has yet to receive official communication regarding the incident, but says Ethiopians cannot invade South Sudan as the two countries have good relations.
Ethiopia and South Sudan are good neighbors. Ethiopia by any means can't violate and would not like to violate the sovereignty of South Sudan. I can assure you that organized Ethiopian forces cannot cross to the side of to South Sudanese border and engage in any kind of killing. By any means, Ethiopian forces will not do this unless it is some anti-peace elements which are trying to operate over the border.
Tihale says Ethiopia and South Sudan have been working to prevent scenarios under which communities living along the two countries' common border would attack each other.
Of course, there was a scenario when in 2016 that happened. The Murules crossed the Ethiopian border and they abducted some children and they also took some cattle over there. To avoid such incidents, as far as I know, the two countries' governments are working in collaboration and in cooperation to avoid such incidents not to happen. It has been, I think now, it has been a month that Ethiopian House of People Speaker visited Juba. Among the delegations, there were neighboring states in Ethiopian side, neighboring regional governors were among the delegation with the speaker. So when they visited Juba, they held talks on the ways to manage such incidents. So there is engagement, engagement between the two sides.
In 2016, Ethiopia's military said it entered South Sudan and surrounded certain villages to search for more than 100 children who were abducted by armed young men from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area after the attacked villages in Ethiopia's southwestern Gambela region. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding. in Bor.